Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Who's this?
I'm glad to hear that. Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple of questions.
Sure.
All right, perfect. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Would you prefer to take this survey in English or Spanish?
English.
Thank you. Let me ask you, do you consider yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. In which state do you currently reside?
Baptist.
Baptist, from what state is that? Sorry.
What do you mean? Christian.
Oh, but what state do you live in?
What state?
Are you living in? Yes.
Oh, Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Huh?
I thought you said something else.
Oh, sorry. Nevada. Ooh. You're a Raiders fan. All right, let me ask you, are you...
No, I'm a Cowboys fan.
What? All the way in Nevada?
Yeah, diehard Dallas.
I used to live in Dallas. That's good. And let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Nevada?
Yes, I am.
All right, perfect. May I ask, what is the year of your birth?
62.
62, thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I am not.
And may I ask, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska, Native, Asian?
Black.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. And politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself as a strong or not strong Democrat?
Not strong.
Right. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
Would it matter if this would be my first time voting?
I've never voted
before in my life, and this will be my first time.
No, it does not matter.
So I think my vote will matter. That's why I'm going to vote for the first time in my life.
So from a 0 to 10, how much power do you think your vote has?
About 5.
All right, perfect. I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 elections for president were held today. For whom would you vote? For Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein, undecided. We'll vote for political
Kamala
officers.
Harris.
Oh, okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but I know November 2024 elections in the U.S. Senate were held today. For whom would you vote to be your senator, Democrat Jackie Rosen or Republican Sam Brown?
I don't vote in those elections. I don't know because this is my first time. So I don't know either of them, and I just want to vote for the presidency. So I can't really actually honestly answer that question.
Oh, okay. Sorry. They have other candidates, undecided, will vote for other political offices, but not Senate, will not vote at all for the upcoming elections. So you say you will vote just for the presidential election, right?
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, okay. Let's see. So we'll vote for other political offices. Okay, thank you. Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to you on your views. So this one says, the first statement, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Second statement, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. And the third one, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. So from those same three statements, which one?
The first one.
All right, thank you. Based on what you know Which of the following statements do you think is best describes the situation in Nevada when it comes to abortion legally? The first statement says abortion is legal and available in all cases in Nevada. Second one, abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Nevada. Third one, abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Nevada. Fourth, abortion is totally banned in Nevada. Or five, not sure.
The first one, number one.
All right, thank you. How concerned are you about abortion access in Nevada? Are you first, very concerned, second, somewhat concerned, third, indifferent, neither concerned or unconcerned, fourth, very concerned, or fifth, not concerned at all?
Fourth, very concerned.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, ballot measures are proposal laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about the ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Thank you. Based on what you know, if the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided or will not vote on the ballot measure?
The first one.
Vote yes?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Here is a text of a constitutional amendment that might appear on the ballot in Nevada in the November 2024 elections. A state constitution amendment to establish some fundamental rights to abortion performed or administered by a qualified health care practitioner, unit, fetal viability, or when needed to protect the life of or health of the pregnant patient. After reading this ballot measure language, if the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided or would not vote on the ballot measure?
Yes, I would vote yes.
Thank you. What values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick two values that best describes the values behind your decision from the following list. I will read some values and you can choose two of them those that are behind your current decision to vote yes. So the first one is responsibility to women, two, rights, three, safety, four, empathy, five, freedom, six, making decisions about your own body, seven, responsibility to younger and future generations, eight, privacy, nine, control over your own life, and nine, equality.
I thought I heard you say responsibility, to your own body,
making decisions about your own
right.
body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Responsibilities to women also?
Yes.
Okay. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
No difference.
It makes no difference, thank you. If you learned that a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does not make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Less likely.
Okay, less likely. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. If you learned that a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Less likely to vote for them.
Okay. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. To the best of your knowledge, so this is about the Democrats. The first one says, to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want, the first one says, want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? 2. 1. A national ban on abortion without exceptions. 3. Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions. 4. Want states to decide on their own abortion laws.
1.
All right, thank you. To the best of your knowledge, so this is going to be about the Republicans now. So to the best of your knowledge, do Republicans, the first one, and number one says, want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally. 2. Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions. 3. Want abortions to be illegal nationally with some exceptions. 4. Want states to decide on their own abortion laws.
3.
Thank you. How about you? Do you want abortions to be, do you want, the first one, do you want abortions to be legal and accessible nationally? 2.
Absolutely.
1. Oh, okay. Thank you.
When you don't even get to go on them other ones.
Thank you. When thinking about who to vote for the race for United States Senate, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issues of abortion? So the first one reads, a requirement, I will not vote for a candidate who does not share my opinion on abortion. Number 2, is very important. Number 3, somewhat important. Number 4, neutral, neither important or unimportant. Number 5, somewhat unimportant. And number 6, very unimportant.
Number 1.
Okay, thank you. When thinking about who to vote for the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issues of abortion? So number 1, it says a requirement. I will not vote for a candidate who does not share my opinion on abortion. Number 2 is very important. Number 3, somewhat important. Number 4, neutral, neither important nor unimportant. Number 5, somewhat unimportant. And number 6, unimportant.
6.
Thank you. You will hear some information about some conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, and then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortions illegal and restricts access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies.
I've heard of Project 2025.
Oh, you heard it?
I've heard. I'm watching, waiting for the show to come on now. The Democratic convention, and I know about Project 2025 and what's your question about it? You don't have to explain it to me.
Oh, yeah, that's good. You're on top of it. So based on what you just read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called the Project 25? Do you feel
very unfavorable? Unfavorable.
All right, thank you. If you learn a candidate for the political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does not?
Less.
Okay. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much.
Okay, thank you. Now, here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republicans candidates and no on the ballot measure. So these are statements about Republicans. So the first one is reasonable people can have different opinions on abortions. Democrats support this amendment, which is not what it seems. And it's too extreme. I'm voting for Republicans who have a moderate, common sense approach to abortion. Based on this statement for the Republicans, do you think this is a very convincing reason to vote for a Republican? Somewhat convincing reason? Not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Not a convincing reason at all.
Okay, thank you. The second statement, Republicans want to protect our kids and their rights to of parents. And that is why I support, the Democrats support the proposed abortion amendment, which threatens parents' rights to be rights by legalizing abortions and sex changes for minors without parental consent. Based on this statement for the Republicans, do you think this is a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Not a convincing reason at all.
All right, thank you. Here are some statements made by people who support the Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. So the first one reads, every person in life and pregnancy has their own unique circumstances. Decisions about abortion should stay between people and their doctors, not on unqualified politicians. That's why is I'm voting yes on the measure, and for Democrats who believe the government should not interfere in healthcare decisions. Based on this statement for the Democrats, do you think this is a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Very convincing.
Okay, second statement. We deserve the freedom to make our own healthcare decision, including decisions about abortion. Republicans are trying to take away our reproductive freedoms, which is why I'm voting yes on the abortion measure and for Democrats who will protect our freedoms. Based on this statement for the Democrats, do you think this is a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Very convincing reason.
All right. Next statement. The next president is likely to appoint up to 3 new Supreme Court judges who will shape Supreme Court's ruling on issues like abortions for generations. A Republican president and Senate could lock in a 7-2 conservative majority for decades. We need a Democratic president and senators who will appoint and confirm fair, impartial judges, not MAGA justices who take bribes from millionaires to attack our reproductive freedoms. Based on this statement for the Democrats, do you think this is a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Very convincing reason.
All right, perfect. All right, thank you. No matter how, so I will ask you some repetitive questions because sometimes people change their mind through the course of the survey. So the first one says, no matter how frequently you vote on the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
A 5.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy.
Harris, all the way.
Thank you. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure for measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided? Yes,
no. Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Senate were held today, from whom would you vote for to be your senator? Democrat Jackie Rosen or Republican Sam Brown?
Democrat.
Let's see. Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
12th grade.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
Married.
All right, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No, my kids are grown.
All right, thank you, thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3,
straight.
Bisexual? Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president?
This is my first time.
Oh, okay.
I've never voted in my life. This is my first time.
Thank you, thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income for all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
150. $100,000 a year.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good numbers. Hey, thank you, and I'm glad that, as you said, this is going to be your first time. I'm glad that you're, you know, you're taking a step forward to voting, and thank you once again for helping us out with the survey. All your answers are taken into consideration.
Actually, it wasn't my choice. They registered me. When you, in the state of Nevada, when you get your driver's license, it's automatically, they told me they registered me to vote. I normally didn't want to vote and actually didn't care, but it's mandatory in our state now.
Oh, it's mandatory.
So that's how I got registered. And now, since I am, I might as well vote. Right?
That's true. It's true as well. Thank you. Thank you. And this will be a great, a good time for you to, you know, to vote for the first time. Well, pleasure talking to you. Thank you for taking your time and answering those questions. Thank you once again.
That was so nice.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
I will. And and thank you for calling and asking my opinions. You have a great day, okay?
You too. You too. Thank you. Take it.
All right. Bye.